Your life is in God's hands. The message is taken from 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 7. Listen to the word of God. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Take a lump of figs." So they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. You know, the older I get, the more appreciation and value I have for life. King Hezekiah was 39 years old and had been on the throne for 14 years and had everything to live for. And above all, he was a righteous man. Then Isaiah the prophet brought the word to him from the Lord that he was to set his house in order because he was going to die from the sickness he was suffering from. He was absolutely gutted and prayed in such a way that God changed his mind and healed King Hezekiah. He was able to live 15 years longer. When you look at King Hezekiah's prayer, in verse 3, it says, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. It is hard for anyone to pray a prayer like that because it is the perfect prayer. And the reason that God would confront you and me with it is because it sets the standard of the kind of lifestyle you and I should be aiming for. Furthermore, the truth and loyalty of heart that King Hezekiah walked before the Lord with is that whatever he did glorified God. And that's the standard of living we should strive for. Whatever you do, big or small, do it well or don't do it at all. And if you do it, let it glorify the Lord. God has a purpose and a plan which has kept you and me alive. Don't waste the time that he has given you. Do something worthwhile with your life to give God the reason to keep you alive. The story of King Hezekiah reminds us not to wait until tomorrow to do what you can do today. Glorify God with your life today, and he'll make it possible for you to do it again tomorrow. Your life is not yours to do what you want with. It is God's gift to you. You know, there are many times when I could have lost my life, but for the grace of God. Between the age of 4 and 5, I climbed a tree while alone. When I was about 10 feet high, a branch broke and I fell flat on my back, and every bit of air was knocked out of me, and I couldn't breathe for at least half a minute. As young as I was sure I was going to die. God saved me, and I was able to breathe again. And several other times, there have been incidents where, but for the grace of God, I could have lost my life. I'm sure you too have had moments when, but for the grace of God, you could have lost your life. In John 14, verses 1 to 3, Jesus said to them all, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Jesus prepares a place for us, for when we leave this world. The story of Hezekiah's death shows us that he can take as long as he wants to finish where you and I are going to stay in eternity. At the same time, Hezekiah's desire to live encourages us to do as much as we can to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives during our lifetime, whether long or short. There are also times when people experience long bouts of sickness, during which they are even bedridden. Well, it is simply because Jesus has not yet finished the home he is preparing for such persons. Until then, they may remain sick or even make a miraculous recovery, like King Hezekiah. The quality of your lives is also dependent on the degree of interaction, of fellowship, that we choose to have with God through our prayers, Bible reading, and worship. The greatness of God is something each individual must experience personally. Another personal experience of God's greatness was when I was 7 years old. I was on a ship traveling from Barbados to England. My journey had begun in Guyana, where I was born. From there, I boarded a boat to Barbados with my two younger sisters. We were accompanied by a sponsor. From Barbados, we boarded a ship for England, where we would unite with our parents, who had 2 years previously left me and my two sisters in Guyana to start a new life in England. And now the time had come for us to travel with the sponsor and join our parents in England to start a new life, which they had prepared for us. Shortly after boarding the ship and leaving Barbados, we were confronted with a storm. Everyone on board the ship, except me, was aware that because of the storm, no one was allowed to be on the deck of the ship. For some unknown reason, I did not hear the message and found myself alone on the deck of the ship in the middle of a storm. The waves around the ship rose way above and over my head, and the ship was tossing to and fro. And yet, I was not afraid and felt safe, conscious of God's presence. Somehow, I came off of the deck and wandered down a set of stairs where my sisters and our sponsor were distraught and worried, not knowing where I was, but relieved to find that I was okay. Reflecting on that storm was another moment when I felt like King Hezekiah today, that God had extended my life. The extension of King Hezekiah's life shows us four things. Firstly, God decides whether we live and when we die. Secondly, we must seek to fulfill his purpose for our lives. Thirdly, whatever we do should glorify God. And fourthly, he has a plan for us after death in eternity. May God help you to digest this word. And God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Jesus died on the cross, on Calvary, for humanity. Wonderful grace for you and me. Let us rejoice and say, lift up his name. No one else can make the only price that God would take. If you believe, jump up and shout. Salvation came when the Lord cried out. It is finished. It is finished.
It is.